Okay, it's 28 minutes past 8 o'clock, and I mentioned to you earlier that Gavin Steinhobel, our attorney at law from Kloppers Inc., would be in for some interesting conversation, as he regularly is on a Wednesday. Gavin, it's nice to see you.
Yeah, good to be back, Dave.
Nice, yeah, you've
nice
been
rainy day.
You've been out there murdering the trout in the Midlands, and they sent it, they put up a white flag and said, "Come home to Belito."
No, you misjudge my fishing skills.
We give it a go. Yes. I thought today we might look at something a little bit different from the areas that we've been exploring over the past couple of weeks, and I thought it was based on a MoneyWeb radio podcast. Mm-hmm. That I listened to about the North Coast property boom, and it was prefaced by Kobus Olufsa, who's the CEO of the Chamber of the Commerce representing industry and tourism sector in Belito and the broader region. He says it's not about only about the high profile developments like Zimbali Lakes and the Club Med SA Resort, but the area also boasts amongst the highest number of building plans approved of a secondary city in the country.
Well, that's good news.
Sure. and I'm particularly interested in that preface because...
Well, that'll be on the back, obviously, of, for example, Zululami and Seton. And, you know, as we go, as these developments sell out, obviously, the people who buy stands there will need to build, and they'll get their plans approved. So there should be a large amount of plans being approved. Also, you know, Fairview, they expanding the Fairview concept onto neighboring farms that they've acquired, and that's also going to lead to, plan approvals being submitted or plans being submitted for approval to KDM. So, you know, that's those are sort of logical spends that come after buying land. You know, you're going to do something on the land. So it's not surprising, but it is really good news because it does tell us that that things are happening still.
Well, exactly, because I remember, we've been flying this flag for 20 years as Life and Style Media. And back in the day, it was proposed that the North Coast was going to experience growth. It was proposed based on the fact that the airport was coming to the North Coast. And there was a lot of postulating and expostulating. Is it going to come? No, it'll never. And, well, of course.
When it came suddenly.
That was a catalyst.
I do remember that. I mean, people, for a decade were talking about it, and we were sitting here going, well, it would be nice not to drive all the way to Tauti to catch a flight. And then suddenly it was approved and it was built in no time at all. And so I think it is a success story, and it definitely has had a good pull to this area, especially people who have decided that they'd relocate their family to sort of a more pleasant place to live and then just commute between here and Joburg. I knew a lot of people that did that, you know, fly out on Monday morning and fly back on Thursday night.
And I think that trend continues. Mm. It seems to be well accepted that it's because of such a short hop to the Gauteng.
We also have a large number of sort of foreign non-South Africans that live here in places, especially like Zimbali. And for them as well, when they come and spend their months here, the commute isn't as grueling as having to fly to an airport.
Yeah.
60 or 70 k's away and then still having to hire a car and drive. So, that's also very attractive. I mean, obviously must have had a positive effect on property here.
Well, clearly, and I was also sort of harking back to the news item that we covered a while back about the kind of investment in South Africa that's just been announced on the KZN coastline. The yacht building, I'm talking about super luxury yacht building industry,
okay,
has been given a huge shot in the arm with a massive investment from, I think, an Italian concern. Whoever it is that's involved, apparently the authorities are talking about unlocking the coastal potential between the two big deep water ports of Durban and Richards Bay,
okay,
for that luxury yachting fraternity that is clearly looking at the Club Med proposition that's put things in an international focus. And I mean, what they haven't probably taken into consideration is how rough the coastline is.
We do have some difficult sailing weather.
I remember folk that bought themselves a yacht with the intention of going to see their kids, one set in New Zealand, one set in the US. They thought they would sort of swap their sedentary landlocked existence for a life on the ocean wave, and they pumped a lot of cash into this yacht. They did one trip from Durban to Richards Bay. We never heard about that again.
I've got a friend who still lives on his yacht in Australia, and he was obviously started his sailing in Durban. But on his first little effort to sail up to Richards Bay, precisely the same thing happened, and both him and his wife were on their knees praying for salvation and deliverance.
So there is.
They're no longer married.
But it just goes to show that KZN is this province of enormous possibility and adventure and excitement and drama.
You can say that about this country as a destination. You know, I think we are starting to move in a direction where we can maybe achieve some modicum of our potential. But it certainly is an attractive place. I actually had two British businessmen in my office yesterday who are establishing part of their business here. It's basically call center sort of service stuff, and that's, you know, we're really good at that because we can speak to Europeans in English.
African English is understandable.
It's pretty broadly understood. It's and then obviously wages are lower here, and it makes a lot of sense to them. But they immediately started to ask me about property because they really, really, really enjoy being here, you know, and maybe starting to think of maybe basing themselves here a little bit more for a part of the year. And, you know, that's just exactly the sort of, you know, thing that happens to people that come to this country. It's got a pull, you know. There's something magical about it. There's something magical about the people. I think also the relative freedom with which you can go about your business in this country, you know. You don't get harassed. You don't have to. There aren't too many petty regulations for everything that you try and do.
Well, you know, you say that, but we had a conversation the other day with a lady that has a property that she rents out, short term rental, not an Airbnb type rental, but the whole property, you know, it's a holiday home. But she rents it out. Not her primary residence, and she then represents a lot of short term rental owners in the region because she's very well put together and spoken and connected. Yeah. And apparently they got a visit the other day from authorities from KDM.
Yes.
Quite a high level delegation that were now doing the rounds, raiding, by the way, raiding
these
properties because they had fallen foul of new regulations that had been advertised in the Ilanga Zulu newspaper and nowhere else. I mean, it was kind of ridiculous. And you think, where does this come from? And I was wondering, who on earth would now be stirring with the short-term rental,
that's a big part of our economy. I mean,
exactly.
You don't.
Why do you want to mess with it? I thought to myself, who owns the hotels around? There are a few hotels, and many of them are connected to some interesting people, like the Caledon Hotel, which is no longer. It stands there derelict. Yeah. But that was owned partly by Kulubuse Zuma.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah. So maybe, and I'm just thinking out loud, as we do on this show often, I wonder if it's not a pressure being brought by owners of hotels in the area saying, you mustn't go there, you must come to us, and we'll put the pressure on.
There's some, I mean, that makes a certain amount of sense. I think they have, they've sort of reversed on that a little bit, and I hope they do.
Well, they absolutely have, because the regulations weren't promulgated properly.
Okay.
There was no consultation. Okay. This has to be. There was no public participation, which is required. And clearly to advertise the requirements in a Zulu newspaper that is not even circulated in this area particular. I'm talking about the Greater Valletta.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, clearly someone had.
There must be some motivation. At this stage where we're growing at less than 1%, we've got massive unemployment. The last thing you want to do is start dismantling the few business concepts that still work well.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully, hands off our short-term rental crowd, please.
And it's interesting to see that the Bolita Salt Rock region continues to outperform regional property sales. Salt Rock accounted for 50% of all North Coast sales between March 24 and February 25, with average prices in the vicinity of $4.066 million versus Bolita's average prices of $3.138 million. It's an interesting snippet from the Cape Argus. Apparently, household incomes in this area have rocketed, with Salt Rock average income up 144% since 2020.
Wow, that's
and
good
Bolita
news.
Up 89%. So estate living premiums remain strong, and estate sectional titles fetch 60 to 64% more than non-estate properties. All interesting information.
Mm. Yeah, wow. It makes a lot of sense. I've been a proponent of estate living for a long time. And, you know, just the whole concept of, you know, being really in charge of your own precinct.
Yeah.
You know, what it looks like and what the roads are like and the reticulation of electricity and water. And, you know, we do get affected, obviously, by KDM. But by and large, just sort of having a precinct that you can keep a standard at, you can keep safe, you know, yeah. Keep secure behind, you know, behind fencing with guards. And just generally to not have that additional concern that I think most people have in the suburbs is...
That you're not going to get the Christmas carolers round in December singing, wailing and gnashing of teeth out of tune.
A ringing of hands.
But you know, it's
there
like...
but also, you know, a lot of the estates also have good facilities like a restaurant or a swimming pool or a gym, or we've got paddle courts at some BT now and a bowling rink. So it's you know, that sort of thing, and you buy into that, and it is a selling point, and it does push prices up relative.
It doesn't suit everyone. I would never work out in an estate. I'm far too individualistic. If someone tells me you can't paint that color, I won't paint that color, because and don't tell me I can't plant that
color. I'm not saying I haven't had any fines, Dave. We've had quite a few, but yeah, it's the price you pay. You know, you have to curtail some of your liberties that you'd have elsewhere in favor of security. So,
well, as you say, it's whatever really suits you and your modality. If you want to lock up and go.
Yeah, small kids and that sort of thing. One might change your attitude as you get older. But yeah.
Yeah, the point is there are the options, and that's cool.
We do. And you know, there's a bullishness about the developers. You know, like the Arcus boys, you know, they've done a lot of building just over the last couple of years. It's been staggering watching the way they roll out their projects.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's been great. It's been good for the area. And I mean, all of that create, you know, you've got all the satellite industries to the building trade that, you know, that also benefit from it. You know, the suppliers of materials.
Well,
and
if you look
the professional staff and, you know.
I can't speak for too much for the estates, because I don't get invited much to pop in and have.
I'll invite you for dinner.
I just like to keep an outlook on the area that I consider home, and I do notice hugely the amount of refurbishment happening in the suburbs. And I talk about refurbishment.
I've also noticed
renovations.
Probably in about the last 18 months, I've seen sort of, you know, potholes being filled, and you know, the UIP does a great job of the verges.
Absolutely. Now that's one thing that I need I agree with you 100%. The UIP, bless them, and all those that support them with finance, is a wonderful thing. But I'm talking about homes that are being taken and redeveloped into palatial flippings, many of them wowza, as they say. Now clearly there's a lot of money going in, but also, as you point out, a lot of tradesmen from the area being given the opportunity to ply their trade, to earn a living. All those suppliers, the tiles and the bathroom fittings and the ding 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 ding, the designers, and generally the value of the area is uplifted as these very posh places go.
I think people, you know, people are quite shrewd. Really, they'll look at something and say, well, you know, that's very well located, very near the beach. It's an old building that's run down. I had and sold one in compensation, Beach Drive. You spend a bit of money, and you can see that what it could sell for and what it's selling for. you know, you can afford to do that spend and not overinvest. And so, you know, it's a good option for people. And I think a lot of people, especially people that come from abroad, look at some of these near the beach properties and go, well, that's a steal at that price, you know.
You mentioned those that come with proper money.
Because
those coming with rand.
One thing that does still astonishing me is the number of cash deals that we do through my office, you know, where people are basically don't require bonds to buy a property. And that is, we do attract a sort of more affluent set to this area, and, you know, mercifully, and they come and they do the spend. So I don't think people like that are that sort of hampered by the political mood or the interest rates or, you know, so mercifully, we also have that crowd that support the property industry here.
You talk about those people arriving with the ability to buy without a bonding, and I look at them with envy and with suspicion.
you've always had that lefty sort of side to you.
Where does the money come from? That sort of money, hey?
Yeah. Well, when I see young people, I go, well, you know, they've obviously had some assistance from the family. But I think people my age have probably settled their bonds by now. And if they do sell up somewhere else, they come here, you know, basically swapping a property for a property. So that's where some of the cash deals come from. And then I see the foreigners. It really is really, really, really good value for money that you get in for property here.
If you look at it, and you don't have to go overseas to compare the prices, just pop down to Cape Town.
Mm.
And if you look at what you can buy for a couple of mil in Ballito versus Cape Town, we've got value on the plate here. I mean, really good value. And if you think about it, the lifestyle here is so much more convenient. Literally, I kid you not, if you are centrally located in any of the estates or the suburbs here, and you need to get to a medical facility or a school or a bank or entertainment, supermarkets, boutiques, you name it, it's on the doorstep. Then if you want to go on a holiday, like a big holiday to the game reserve or the mountains, it's
right here. It's 3 hours drive.
Not even. You're so spoiled. It's all here. And you want to go overseas, you hop on a plane. The plane is 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
And I see people that visit here. They tend to visit year after year. And eventually, you know, they just have it in their minds that they have to have this lifestyle all the time. And we probably do take a lot of it for granted. But
and that is a point, I think, to conclude on, is that we do tend to take it. And we start to then start almost nitpickingly looking for the problems. And the problems drive us mad. But look at the advantages and look at the magnificence of where we are and just be blessed that we are able to keep, as they say in Zululand, or used to, hailing and exhaling in this gorgeous climate. And I think that's been a nice kind of positive wrap on things for today.
Yeah, Dave, I like that. I'll go off to the office with an optimistic bent.
Maybe next week we get back into the jugular.
I'm glad we stayed off the politics for a bit. It's good.
Our very special guest, Gavin Steinhobel, attorney at law. And of course, if you're in the property biz, or if you're looking to buy or sell and you're looking for a good attorney to handle the transaction, you'll find him down in the Ballito Village under the title Kloppers Inc., Gavin Steinhobel. Gavin, we'll catch up in a week's time.
Thank you so much, Dave.
And the morning show continues.